home game regular season starting, what do you think, or how will this differ from the away game that you just played?
I don't think any different. You know, I feed off of, you know, it's going to be our electric this time instead of trying to quiet another team's crowd. So I'll feed off it, and it's just going to get me even more excited, and it's going to get me on my game. So it's not going to be any different. I still have to handle my job, get guys in and out of the huddle, and get them on the line so we can get our work done.
What do you like about how Rod Streeter plays? Why is he a kind of a go-to guy for you?
I wouldn't call him a go-to guy. I just thought he had a, you know, spectacular game. It almost comes to every single time we get on the field. You know, he kind of reacts to wherever I'm going, you know, so I can see what you're saying. But I think it's just going to come with learning. You know, I think he just has a knack for the ball and wanting the ball. Not that the other guys don't, but I think he's real good at just following and knowing to move with me instead of staying still and going up and down.
We're talking to Coach Allen, and he was saying that you have to learn how to know when the play is over, when not to take the hit. How do you learn that? Is that feel? Is that just playing a lot of games?
Absolutely. I mean, on top of that, I mean, with my competitive nature, I mean, I just, the way I think about it, I'm 230, you know, 238, 6'5", 238, and I feel like I could take that stuff on. But like I was talking to you guys earlier, 2 days ago, I believe, I can't, it's, you have to play smart, you know, because you want to last and you want to give the team the best chance to win. So I believe on third downs, stuff like that, when we got to keep the chains moving, when it's most important, I believe I'll probably do whatever I have to do to go get the first. But after that, I can't sit here and lie to you because I'm so competitive and I might forget. So I need to get down, absolutely. And I have to. I got guys counting on me, and I need to get down.
Play when you broke the outside and then gave the stiff arm to Landry. Did you get the impression that teammates were fired up when you sort of took on a guy like that, like a real physical defensive back? And
yeah, that's just me being competitive, you know, and that's just me just protecting myself. Obviously, he's coming full speed at me, so I'm not just gonna let a guy hit me without me giving some type of force. So it was just a play. You know, I think my left hand, I guess, with the stiff arm. But I was just protecting myself, you know. Obviously, I didn't do it to get guys jacked up and fired up. But I was just protecting myself, trying to make a play and not take a hit.
Away from the two interceptions, when you go back and look at the film, were you happy with the decisions you made passing?
Away from the two interceptions, you jacking me. Absolutely. We got our grade sheet, and I pretty much graded out about 95% of decision making. So the decisions were phenomenal, and if I keep doing that, we'll be good. And I believe I will, because the way I just train my mind. But I believe overall, you know, I got to get the ball out there on that one, the first pick, and then the last one. I just couldn't. If I didn't take the sack, if I would have got rid of the ball to the site, we wouldn't even be here talking about that. We would be 1-0. So, definitely on me.
What do you think the success you had running the ball will open up things now passing wise?
It just depends, because defense coordinators, they're gonna have they're gonna think that they know, you know, how to stop it and whatever. But it's not that I was running the ball from a called specific run, like a quarterback run. It was just out of pass play. That's where most of my yards came. It was off a pass play. I didn't have anything and just took off. That's where big chunks of it came. So, but guys, I mean, Darren didn't even hit the surface at that game. When he starts going, I believe he's gonna play well, I believe, this Sunday. And I mean, that's just another thing you got to worry about is Darren McFadden.
You were able to – the one play to Streeter is the one everybody's talking about, because you were running around for, it seemed like, 12 seconds before you finally found him. But a lot of those guys you hadn't worked with in the first team throughout training camp, but had worked with, like at Laney College. But even then, are there certain things you just cannot replicate in practice and out in the field with those guys? I mean, is this going to take some time for you to know where these guys are breaking free and such?
Well, I mean, if you guys know a little bit, you know about man coverage a little bit, right? It's when, you know, when you're bump to bump, head up, man to man, you know, the time is going to be off. And you got to know, I got to know how Demo's cutting in or how Demo's going to cut out. I need to know how Rod does it. How's he going to beat the guy inside? How's he going to beat him out? And then you got to throw the ball with timing outside, because a lot of the corners, you know, especially playing against our team, you know, going against our first team, the guys, once they get beat, they come back real fast. They retrace back real fast. So you got to get the ball out with time. So it's just kind of like reading them, you know, and understanding the way they move. And I'm getting there. Demo's so smooth, so he's one of the hardest ones.
Going forward, knowing that teams are, you know, zeroing in on you and focused on you, what type of adjustments do you have to make?
I'm just going to go play ball and react. I think that's best. I think I study my butt off and get the guys ready, make sure I get them guys in there to study their film, and then they get their job done. And I believe I'm just going to react off of what the defense does. If a guy's coming to hit me, I'm going to move and leave him. And I just think playing football for me is if where it gets into, you know, a lot of exciting stuff is when I take off and start to make a play, and that's just reaction. You know, if nothing's there with the reads, reacting and going to make a play.
How much of an emphasis was getting in and out of huddles this week? And there was a few instances during the Colts game when DA mentioned sometimes maybe they were after a long run.
Yeah.
You know, getting back, and then by the time you get to the line, it's like, oh, we're close now.
Yeah, just breaking long runs like that, especially keeping the play alive for that long, especially on that one run with Landry, and then I believe there's another one where I had met up with Bethea. It gets tiring, you know, because I had 13 runs, and I think maybe three of them were pretty – they were long, or two of them. And then on top of that, I'm moving around trying to lose guys and find guys downfield to throw the ball. So, you know, you just get winded, and I just got to keep on getting better at that. Maybe I'm not better at maybe I'm not good at keeping – being in condition. Maybe I got a condition more or something like that. But I don't think that's the issue. I just think it's just I'm so psyched up, and it's just in the game and it's in the moment, and I'm just, you know, huffing and puffing and trying to get the play call out. And but I got to figure out a way to get better at that, and I will be better. We'll be a lot better this week. I can promise that.
It seems like on Sunday the team really fed off of your energy. It's crazy to think, but 3 weeks past, you were the second unit quarterback. In terms of leadership, do you kind of have to just – you know, act like you've been there the whole time in terms of taking control of this offense, this team, and really, you know, because they're starting to look to you for leadership?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the tricky part. It's an on and on conversation with guys around, a lot of great guys and coaches around the building that I ask, you know, kind of for advice, you know, because at first when, you know, it was me and Matt going at it and we were competing, it's kind of tricky to be a leader and lead guys, because who are they looking at, me, Matt? Who are they looking for us for to lead them? And now that that's decided, you know, I'm just going to go out and be myself, you know, and I think that's the best way, because if I try to be somebody else and say, hey, some of the guys I look up to and quarterbacks around the league, they do this, they yell, some of the guys, you know. So I'm just going to be myself, and I think that myself is that I want to have success. So I think the guys are going to thrive and see that. I want success. So hopefully it just rubs off, and I believe so it will.
Jacoby said earlier in the preseason that you actually are a leader, even when you were behind Matt Flynn, that you were texting guys, let's make big plays tonight. You were leaving little notes in their lockers.
I mean, yeah.
What was that? What's up with that?
I try to do that. I try to write the receivers little notes, you know, just to beat their guy, give them little tips, because, I mean, I'm you guys are on it with each other. I try to leave tips because I watch so much film, and that's another thing I've been trying to do, is getting the guys together. And it's been successful getting the guys in. And I believe that's why we had some success versus Indianapolis, because we had guys like Darren McFadden, Marcel Reese, guys like that that wanted to get better. And they're in a meeting room with me on the off day on Tuesday at 8 in the morning. That's, you know, that shows that you want to be successful, and that's just a burning desire to be successful. So I believe if we just keep on getting more people to do that, and it's just going to be like a butterfly effect.
On a personal level, do you want to prove to people that you are a good downfield passer?
That's not even a question to me. Whenever the time comes, I mean, I missed one to Rod. It could have been easily broken up, 50-50 ball. That's what Coach calls it. Just don't overthrow it. We never want to overthrow a ball. We want to give the guy a chance to go up and make a play. So down the throw, that's nothing. I believe in my ability, and the guys, they know they got to get on their high horse when we got a downfield call, ball call, because I'm going to get it out there, definitely.
You were talking about talking a lot about seeing the Colts defense kind of huffing and puffing. What did you see from your offensive line? Were they able to keep up with your pace?
You know what? It was I think it was kind of easy on them, you know, because the defensive line of Indianapolis was tired. And I think it helped them out, and they didn't have to move as much, you know. I was just pretty much eluding guys and doing my thing. But they were pretty sharp, you know. Some guys were huffing and puffing, and it's football. That's what's going to happen in the huddle. But it's just fighting to get to the next down. And that's why a lot of them guys are in there doing exercises, running on a treadmill and stuff like that. So they're taking care of that.
Three new tight ends this year. What are your impressions of those guys so far?
Phenomenal. I think they all have different skill sets. Mastrud's just phenomenal. He's a brainy guy, smart, knows every single protection, knows the blocks on all the runs. He knows exactly where he's supposed to be at. I mean, there's times where he would tell me, don't send the motion. I'll just get there because I know where I'm supposed to be. So that's kind of unique, you know, just to have a guy that just knows the offense like that. Then you got Rivera. I mean, those guys know the offense as well. But Rivera is just – he's just a fast – he reminds me of I know this sounds bad. He reminds me of Hernandez for Patriots big time because he's a smooth route runner at the tight end position. He has pretty good, you know, quick feet, great hands, and them two definitely. And looking to get Osberry back hopefully soon because that's another big mismatch we could possibly have. So definitely miss him.
You talked about watching other quarterbacks. Is there other elements from different guys that you really want to emulate?
Absolutely. I put my aunt, she said it the best way. She said when I was in college, she said, hey, guys that are great and they really care about their, you know, what type of player they want to be. I've seen it before. This is how she was saying it. She said that you have a basket, right? And you see Tom Brady, put something that you like about Tom Brady in the bag. See Michael Vick, see Kaepernick, I mean, RG3, any of them guys, anyone. Just keep putting it in a bag, and eventually you just keep on adding and trying to get better at and seeing where they're great at and try to emulate that somewhat and add it onto your skill, you're only going to get better.
Can you tell us some of the things that are in your basket?
Some of my things in the basket, definitely like the one-step drop off Brady, just being balanced. I believe that gives me 100% more accuracy because I'm just always balanced on the football field. He's a guy that I really like to watch and understand his techniques like that. I like Robert Griffin's ball fakes. I like I stole some of Kaepernick's ball fakes. I mean, it's just what it is. You know, they do great things. You know, why not try to emulate it and be great and put it in your own style? So, absolutely.
Speaking of those quarterbacks, RG3 and Vic and Kaepernick, do you feel like you'll see more of those quarterbacks in the league that are similar to your style of play?
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know what it is with that, but I know from my position, I just want to do what I'm going to do and help this team do whatever I can do to help the team win. And I can only really speak for myself. I'm sorry if I can't answer you any better.
The zone read option, how intimidating is that? How fun is that when that call comes in?
It is. It's fun because there's so many other things you could do off of it, you know. And I mean, you guys will see this Sunday. We may run, we may pass, we may do a play action. You just never know. And that's the fun thing about it because you really want to see. You know, the funnest thing about going in on Sunday, like after the game, after we lost, I was furious. Not furious, but I was upset that we lost. And the first thing I did, I went on a plane and I started looking at Jacksonville, and I'm like, all right. And that's the funnest thing about playing this sport, especially being a quarterback, is that you want to see what these guys are going to do to you to stop you. And that's the funnest thing. It's just a great feeling just to see, all right, what are they going to do to stop our offense? And you want to figure it out, so you're just studying and watching film. Your eyes are all red and tired, and you just keep watching film. You want to figure out what's going to happen. So that's kind of what, to answer your question. You don't know, but you kind of want to go back and figure out, you know, how did they play this guy, or, you know, it's just It's just the question of it. It's that's what kind of is fascinating to me.
Ohio State is in town now this weekend. Do you have any plans to watch the game? What do you think of this?
I wish. Can you give me some tickets? I'm kicked out of there.
All right, guys. Thank you.